Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Verghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 292. Glans clitoris is an organ equivalent to glans penis in males. Today's topic of discussion is glans clitoris in females. The clitoris is situated above the openings of the vagina and urethra. It has three parts, the glans, the shaft, and the hood. We are going to consider the glans clitoris only. It consists of squamous epithelium originating from the ectoderm and is therefore controlled from the cerebral cortex. Just as the case of glans penis, the clitoral glans is also covered by an epidermal skin layer but not having a corium skin or underskin. The shaft of the clitoris is equivalent to the corpora cavernosa of the penis. In case of males, they extend from the lower branches of the pubic bone to the head of the penis. In females, the two cavernous bodies are found under the outer labia. Crura, meaning legs, are the projections of the corpora cavernosa. The vestibular bulbs of the clitoris are equivalent to the corpora spongiosum of the penis and are erectile tissue mainly composed of smooth muscles. Now we move on to the consideration of its brain controlling center. It is controlled from the post-sensory cortex part of the cerebral cortex. It is good to compare the fact that the epidermis covering of the glans clitoris is controlled from the sensory cortex part of the cerebral cortex. To be more specific, the right half of the glans clitoris is controlled from the left side of the post-sensory cortex between the rectum and the right bladder lace, and the left half of the clitoral glans is controlled from the right side of the post-sensory cortical hemisphere between the stomach and the left bladder relays. That means there is a crossover correlation from the brain to the organ. Another point to remember is that just as the glans penis, glans clitoris also has the same brain relay and is located outside the temporal lobes, and as a result, the principle of gender laterality and hormone status does not apply. Now, the most important point in the study of the SBS of the glans clitoris. It is the biological conflict linked to the glans clitoris, and it is severe separation conflict associated with the clitoris. This conflict can be evoked through the loss of a sexual mate, sexual rejection, etc., and also when not wanting to be touched at the clitoris or not being allowed to be touched at the clitoris. When a female had suffered a sexual abuse, sexual molestation, forced oral sex, unpleasant clitoral stimulation, etc., and when she was caught masturbating, the conflicts of not wanting to be touched at the clitoris and not being allowed to be touched at the clitoris, including touching oneself, can occur. Therefore, here also, the conflict theme can be interpreted as a sexual conflict and a separation conflict, and applicable just as in the case of any other organ of ectodermal origin controlled from the sensory, premotor sensory, and post-sensory cortices. Dr. Hammer found that all the SBS of the external genitals follow the outer skin sensitivity pattern except the glans penis and glans clitoris. Therefore, the biological special program of the glans clitoris follows the gullet mucosa sensitivity pattern. That means there is hypersensitivity during the conflict active phase and the epileptoid crisis, and hyposensitivity during the healing phase. With this much background knowledge, any person who has been listening to my earlier health tips with a desire to learn must be in a position to tell the details of the conflict active phase and the healing phase symptoms of the SBS of the clitoral glands. Let us put it here as follows. During the conflict active phase, there is ulceration or cell loss. Due to the hypersensitivity during CA phase, the glans clitoris is overly sensitive to touch. During the healing phase, the ulcerated tissue or the cell loss is replenished with new cells. At this phase, the clitoris manifests a numbness, which can be called as clitoral hyposensitivity. This means a decreased sensitivity of the clitoris. If the intensity of the conflict was very intense, there can occur a complete loss of sensitivity. During the epileptoid crisis, also known as the healing crisis, there can have a brief reactivation of the sensitivity. It is not a permanent change. Once the biological special program becomes complete and without fresh relapsing conflicts, the clitoral sensitivity can completely return to normal. Please do not forget the following. All epileptoid crises of the SBSS of organs that are controlled from the sensory, post-sensory or premotor sensory cortexes are accompanied by troubled circulation, disease spells, short disturbances of consciousness or a complete loss of consciousness experienced as an absence or fainting depending on the intensity of the conflict. There can have a distinctive symptom, a drop of blood sugar level caused by excessive use of glucose by the brain cells. Friends, we stop here for today. There is a constant reminder to all of you. Learn swimming before you fall accidentally in deep waters. An unexpected psychic conflict and the corresponding changes in the brain and the body is not the right time to learn GNM. Always be equipped with the knowledge of GNM, then you can appreciate how beautifully nature heals you. Learn GNM today onwards. My best wishes are always with you. I am Dr. CJ Varghese from Kerala, India.